USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former chief of staff is explaining why the president held up the coronavirus relief bill before ultimately signing it.
What he was trying to do is simply send a message that he wasn't really happy with the bill.
The former White House chief of staff speaking there on CNBC as far as another message that he believes the president was trying to send.
Congress is broken, and it is. I think a lot of us were relieved he did sign the bill because I don't think it was a plan if he didn't, but I don't think he's happy about it.
A very busy Monday after Christmas for the House of Representatives. The House will be voting on a veto override after the president rejected a defense spending bill. If the House and Senate vote to override the veto, it will be the first of Trump's presidency. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of prison. She was released today after being behind bars for 2 months. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
The motive behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville is still under investigation. The FBI looking into any and all leads that might explain why Anthony Warner set off the device. Warner died in the explosion, and we're now starting to hear from some of the Nashville police officers who warned people to get out of the area.
Probably about 5 minutes after we're there, I'd say that the timer then started counting down. The explosion went off. I got knocked to the ground. I immediately got up. Luckily, no injury, nothing like that.
Nashville Police Officer James Llewellyn, who's been with the department for 3 years. The Midwest bracing for another snowstorm. The National Weather Service in Des Moines saying more than 6 inches of snow could start falling in Iowa as early as Tuesday. Southern Minnesota also going to be hit with 3 to 5 inches of snow. Heavy rain and thunderstorms possible in the east and south later this week. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Lawmakers are working this week between Christmas and New Year's.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill on Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments to Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payments, but Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the bill.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. And as Josh said, he and I both agree on that additional relief. But, you know, getting $218 and $60 takes a lot of work.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The bill expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but the Senate, that's another story. Governor Charlie Baker, a pro-abortion Republican, vetoed a bill that would have legalized abortion up to birth and lowered the age to 16 for girls to get abortions without parents' consent or knowledge. The Massachusetts legislator has large pro-abortion majorities and may override the veto in 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.